It was all communication. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. And the good thing about us is now we have a year under our belt, so now we know each other a little bit better. And now it's just going out to have fun. You know, and today was one of those days. You know, we was out there laughing, joking, and just making plays.
Is it just the comfort level all around? Is just, you know, better having that year now than it was at this point?
Yeah, it's always better when you get a year under belt. You know, I mean, sometimes you come out just fine, and you don't really know each other. But I think now we know each other. We had OTAs and a little bit better, and now it's start the rolling.
So you would describe today as fun?
It was fun. I'm not tired. I wasn't having extra workout in, so that tells you.
What kind of workout?
More just making myself look good. That's about it.
Coach said yesterday that 6-10 still burns in.
Yeah. I mean, it hurts. You know, I think that's one thing that we've been looking at. A lot of guys come back and start looking at, you know, all those games that we lost that was close. You know, we had to continue to win them, and we let those games slip away. And we could have been on top of the division. It could have been the postseason. So, I mean, it's one of those things that we got to live with until the season kicks off. And once the season kicks off, then everything goes behind us once again.
Is there any reason to think this offense can't be one of the best in the NFL?
No, we can be the best. You know, I think that's just what we got to set our mind to be. You know, and I think our receiver group, one thing that we put on our shoulders is we was the best team with yards after the catch. Last year we lost that title. And our goal now is to get that title back. And whatever we got to do with me, Greg, Ravel, James, Jordy, we got to get on top of our game and do what we always do, and that's make plays.
Have you talked to Brett Favre since he decided to stay retired?
Say it again?
Have you talked to Brett since he decided to stay
retired? No, I just gave him a little text message, told him I love him. That's about it.
We feel like with all the national attention on Cutler, with the Bears, the whole Favre saga in Minnesota, that this team can kind of, on a low-key level, surprise some people nationally?
I don't know about surprise nobody. You know, I think the biggest thing with us is that we got to surprise ourselves. You know, week in, week out, we got to go out there and make plays and do things that we've never done before. And we can always get better. You know, and I think we're under the radar. We've been under the radar for years. Since I've been here, no one told us we're going to win the division. They always told we're going to be third or fourth. So our goal is to win the division once again.
Talk about yards after the catch. What do you do? What do you and Greg and some of, you know, you guys, what are you doing to help the other guys kind of improve on that this year compared to where you were?
No, they know how to do it. I think the biggest thing with us is just, you know, getting opportunities. You know, I think we had a lot of opportunities that we let slip away last year. This time we had the opportunities to make plays. And if we go out there and do that, then we'll be good. And right now we have that target on our back that we want to lead the league in yards after the catch. So we want that title once again.
Do you like the new takes?
What, the shorts? Oh, I'm saying, no, I don't like the new shorts. I thought you were talking about the shorts.
You got some new shorts?
Yeah, we got new shorts. We get new stuff every year for some reason, but the shorts
different
are
design?
Like basketball shorts. No pockets, though, no pockets. So we got to, you know.
Any new feel?
I love the feel. Love it. I just love the atmosphere. You know, you got the fans basically right there enjoying everything with us. They're not sitting outside the gates. You know, they get to experience exactly what we experience, you know. So it's fun. And, the fans cheering you on, you never forget that. It's one thing you love more and more.
Donald, you were talking about 6-10 last year.
Are you
convinced this team is much better than 6-10?
I think it was better than 6-10 last year. I mean, if you watch it, I mean, you look at our games, you know, we lost 1-3. You know, them are the games that hurt. You know, I think sometimes you just get blown out, you feel so much better about the game. But we lost a lot of games that was close. We felt like, you know, our division wasn't that good. We had opportunity to stay on top of our division, and we let it slip away from us.
Is it better just to forget about last year?
No. You got to build off that. You know, I think that's one thing you have to build off of. You build off that and you move forward. And right now, that's what we're doing. We're trying to build off of the 6-10 season to get back to where we were. And that's to not just to the playoffs, but get to the Super Bowl.
Are you glad that this year you can focus just on football and training camp as opposed to a year ago and there are a lot of other distractions? Does that make it easier?
It's always going to be distractions, regardless of how you look at it. You know, I think the biggest thing with us is that we just kind of put everything out of our heads and say, this is what we have to do. We have a job to do. And every individual here has a job to do that they got to make sure that they do their job. If you do their job, then we'll be fine.
What are the chances of you being fined for tweeting?
Oh, I don't know, man. Yeah, you can get fined for just a lot of stuff you can get fined for now. And they said tweeting is one of those things. I don't even tweet. I don't even know what that is. But everybody was, you know, I was at the ESPYs and Samuel Jackson was tweeting like crazy. So I'm like, what is this? So I don't know what it's all about. But I'm going to stay away from it. That's all I can do, stay away from it.
What are you seeing for practice from the new 3-4 fans?
Those guys are just, I mean, they're basically just physical guys. They blitz like crazy. I mean, the schemes, are, you know, they hide their schemes so much. I mean, it's real hard for us as an offense because we got to basically read the coverage on the run. It's not where you just line up in and start playing. And that's one thing they've been doing well at. And it's a battle for us. But we know that we don't have to play them on Sunday. So that's a good part.
Thank you.
there are so many 3-4 teams now. I mean, does it help at all to go up against that on a weekly basis? You guys have gone up against the 4-3.
Right.
You know, all the years you've been here, having that opportunity to see it, you know, does that help at all?
It helps a lot because, you know, we've been part of that 4-3, so we kind of know teams that come in and play 4-3, we kind of know exactly what they're going to do. The teams that play 3-4, we kind of work a little bit harder to try to figure out what they're going to do now since our team, you know, they play that defense, it makes it easy for us.
Well, that hurts. You guys
play 3
teams now?
No, because we know that like it with our eyes closed. It's easy. We can close our eyes and run routes on them.
What's the fine for trading camp? Is it severe enough that you wouldn't do it? Seriously?
Oh, yeah, it's expensive. I don't even know the fine. I don't even want to know what the fine is. You know, I try to stay away from that part. You know, they said no cell phones. Just hit the ring, you know. I always make jokes. Every time I do an appearance, somebody's cell phone go off, I'm like, you know, that would be like a $10,000 fine. He was in Green Bay. They was like laughing. They still wouldn't pay me though. So
right.
It didn't work. It didn't work out.
But it's not like $100. You don't know what the fine is.
No. I look. This isn't our book.
See, Mike Sherman, you would know. Yeah. If
you
were here.
No. We know. It's like you know. It's in the thousands. You know, it's in the thousands. You know, it's not in the hundreds. It's in thousands. So you don't even want to know what that number is. No one wants to know. But it's in the thousands. That's ain't bad though. That means keep cell phone. In your locker. That's what it means.
In your pocket with the shorts that you used to like.
We don't have pockets, so I'm struggling with that. Yeah, you know.
Donald, did this division as a whole get better over the offseason, do you think?
What division?
The NFC North.
I know with the Green Bay Packers got better. I don't worry about no other team but the Green Bay Packers. So we got better as the season ended. And now going into the new season, I think we're ready to play football.